received by chariots of angels. While the disciples were still gazing upward, two angels in the form of men spoke, saying, "Men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." These angels, the most exalted of the angel throng, were the two who had come to the tomb at Christ's resurrection. They longed to join the heavenly throng that welcomed Jesus, but in sympathy for those whom he had left, they waited to give them comfort. Christ had ascended in the form of humanity, the same Jesus who had broken bread with them and who had that very day toiled with them up the ascent of Olivet. The angels assured them that the very one whom they had seen go into heaven would come again even as he had ascended. He will come with clouds, and every eye shall see him. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. The Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Thus will be fulfilled the Lord's own promise to his disciples, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am there ye may be also." After the trial and crucifixion, the disciples' enemies expected to see on their faces an expression of sorrow and defeat. Instead of this, there was gladness and triumph, their faces aglow with a happiness not born of earth. With rejoicing they told the wonderful story of Christ's resurrection and ascension, and their testimony was received by many.